Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey there, Sam Crowley with you today. Another great show. We are fired up. Life unscripted, baby. Life unscripted. This is where all the cool people hang out, if you just realize that. If you're listening for the first time, my name's Sam Crowley, founder of EverydayIsSaturday.com. Got a free ebook for you, or actually a free chapter of my book. Go to NoMoreWorkDays.com. Look at it coming right out of the chute with a shameless plug. I got to feed the kids, man. I got a daughter in braces. Let me just go through what's going on in the Crowley house. Got a soon-to-be 13-year-old daughter, turns 13 next month. I'm recording this show Tuesday, February 11, 2014. We all woke up on the right side of the ground today. Isn't that awesome? Got a 13-year-old daughter. She calls herself soon-to-be. She's still 12. 9-year-old and 8-year-old. 12-year-old's in braces. My wife is getting braces. What? 44 years old and getting braces, man. Certainly not for, as the orthodontist put it, this isn't for looks. This is for your health. She's got an issue with her bottom teeth pushing all the way back. So chalk up another $7,000 to the orthodontist. Now I know why the dude's rolling in a Rolex, man. Holy moly. Got $7,000 in braces on the 12-year-old. She's on about 19 months of that. Got my wife going into braces for the first time. That's another $7,000. What else, man? I got two daughters that, our 9-year-old is going to be going into braces soon. The orthodontist said next year. I mean, I look at my kids and my wife, I think everybody's got a beautiful smile. But boy, you put them under like that big light and all that good stuff. And next thing you know, show me that $7,000 smile. So anyway, here we are. Today's show, we're going to be talking about great topics submitted from Darren in Australia. Down under. Got an email, by the way. You want to contribute topics to the show? Love it, man. I love it. This is Life Unscripted. This is an unscripted show. Shocker. Guy comes firing out. No outline, no notes. That's the way life ought to be, man. It's just the way I live my life. Now, right, wrong, or indifferent, I'm not saying you got to be a hot mess like myself, but boy, it's a great way to live, I'll tell you. After being in a structured, stale, sanitized corporate environment for 15 years, man, this just, I feel like I'm free. You know what I mean? Free, baby. Darren writes, hey, Sam, loving the podcast every day. I would love to hear a podcast on the mindset of moving from a job to entrepreneur. Is that possible? Is that possible? That's what we do, man. That's the secret sauce at everydayisSaturday.com. Yeah, let me tell you, I'm gonna record this. I can't do it all in one podcast. Try to keep these around 20 minutes or so because 90% of our audience commutes. Actually, 90% of Americans are in a job they go to, the ones that are employed in a job. It's about 30 minutes to and from in the car. That's why we keep the show less than 30 minutes so you can devour, absorb, and get ready to crush it all within that 30-minute commute to the job. It's okay. It's okay to stay in there, but pain is inevitable. All right, you're in that job right now. Misery, though, that's optional. That's on you. You got to choose to leave it. So we're going to conduct this as if I'm just kind of sitting in the coffee shop and you're asking me, yo, dude, how do I quit this job that sucks? I hate it. You know, you can't pick your boss. You can't pick your parents. You're stuck with both of them, like it or not. So in that respect, you got to understand, make the best of it right now. You know, have some fun. Enjoy what you're doing because you're not going to be doing it forever. You know that. I wouldn't burn the bridge like I did. I mean, I not only burned the bridge, I exploded that damn thing. I mean, I put like 25 hand grenades underneath that thing, fired a rocket launcher, and just went absolutely boom, like Die Hard type material, okay? But I wouldn't recommend everybody do that. That's just my personality, man. I was a caged animal. I was always pushing the envelope and just going. I used to tell everybody too. It became no secret. I mean, it just became no secret at all how much I, you know, how much disdain I had for structure. So after that, long story short, number one thing I would do, enjoy and embrace what you're doing right now if you're in a job. It may be difficult. You may be like, this sucks. I hate the people I work with. I hate my boss. Well, that's okay. But using words like hate, don't do that. That's poison that you're putting into your mind, and it's tough to get that out. Instead of saying how much you hate your job, talk about how much you're looking forward to your new venture. Because when you focus on the pleasure and you don't focus on the pain, your output at what you're doing right now is so much better because you're not caught up in all the crap. We talked yesterday about the water cooler talk and the politics that go on in the office and all that stuff. I get it. And that ain't ever going to change. You know, I got a letter from a fan. I'll read it this week on the show, a rather long letter from a very successful executive out on the West Coast here in the United States. Talking about that exact same scenario. I got to do more, man. I got to do more. Think about what you want your legacy to be. I mean, your legacy ain't senior VP in charge of regional blah, 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 blah. That ain't it, man. That ain't it, okay? That's what other people focus on, not you. What do you really want it to be? So first of all, don't think about how much your job sucks. Don't think about how much you hate it. Think about how great it is that you're starting something new. So what are you going to do? That's it. That's the million-dollar question, right? So we're kind of sitting here at the coffee shop on the Everyday Saturday show, and the question posed to yours truly is, hey, man, what's the mindset I need to move forward from an employee to an entrepreneur? Well, the mindset also is when you figure out kind of, you know, before even you figure out what you're going to do, you got to understand everything stops with you. There's no more kicking the can down the road, all right? There's no more passing the buck to somebody else. It's no longer... It may very well be somebody else's fault for something that happened within your new business to venture. Maybe your webmaster quit on you or didn't design a page, it didn't upload right, or maybe you're building a brick and mortar store and the contractor's 2 months late delivering, or maybe the bank didn't get you the money as much as you. Hey, none of that is anybody's fault. And this is a tough one for entrepreneurs. You got to own it, man. You own everything now. There's no more kicking the can down the road. I don't care if it is somebody's fault. It very well could be. But you got to understand, in a job, you own 50% of the relationship between your boss, between your coworkers, and you own half of it. As an entrepreneur, you own all of it. And that's good, though, too, because when things go really good, which they're going to happen, the sense of euphoria is just like, oh, my God, I did it. I actually created this flipping thing. I can't believe I did this. Oh, my God. And you celebrate. And that's another key. It's, you know, you got to get in the mindset of celebrating. In a job, when do you celebrate? At the end of, if you're in sales, you celebrate when you hit your sales quota or the yearly bonus. That's not often enough. Here, I treat myself every day to a cup of coffee. Sounds stupid, but I leave. I just leave and I go for coffee, typically with my wife. We'll pick up, we'll just go to lunch, or we'll go grab an early dinner. We just do stuff. Just, hey, man, it's a good day today. Let's get after it. Let's go someplace. You know, let's go do something. Kids aren't here. Yeah, let's go someplace fun. Having celebrations. But the entrepreneurial mindset, it's a maverick type of mindset. It's completely 180 degrees from being an employee, because the good news is there's nobody around to tell you what to do. The bad news is there's nobody around to tell you what to do. So you're kind of getting a picture. We're a few minutes into the show today, and this is part one of however many. It'll be labeled on the show. You go to everydayisaturday.com. Just click on the podcast tab, and we'll eventually figure out how many parts are to this. But right now, part one, it may be 5, it may be 20, it may be 4, I don't know. I just got to get this off my chest because I thought this was such a great topic of how to move from being an employee to being an entrepreneur and the mindset that you need. And it's so cool because it's such rare air that you're going to be operating in. But you got to understand, man, here's one other thing that you really got to plug into. I was just talking about, hey, it's all on you. It's all on you. You know, the buck stops with you. I think the most difficult thing for me, because my personality was always one of being extrovert. As much as I talked about the political crap and the water cooler talk secretly, and don't share this with anybody else, I kind of liked it. Yeah, I know. It was one of my guilty pleasures where I kind of liked to get engaged in that gossipy political crap. It was so much fun watching people get all worked up about stuff that didn't matter. And yes, I kind of stirred the pot. Every now and again, I'd drop something out there like, you know, the telephone game, pass it on. You know, the game when you were in like third grade and you started with, hey, the sky's blue, pass it on. And then it got all the way to the end of the room, and it ended up with the Easter Bunny is married to Santa Claus. You know, it's like, doesn't make any sense. That's the same way political office. Nobody gets it, though. I had a lot of fun with that stuff. When I went out on my own, you know, you wake up in the morning, and you don't got to be anywhere. So what do you do? I mean, you got to have some plan. I didn't. I had no plan. I just was like, okay, kids are at school. Wife is out and about doing her thing, running errands. I should probably get in the shower. Okay, yeah, I'm going to get in the shower. All right, cool. All right. Out of the shower. Okay, got my computer here. No job. I've got no money. I've got no product. I've got no idea what the hell I'm going to do today, but I know I got to do something. I mean, I'm pretty sure that I've got to make a mortgage payment and a couple other things got to happen, so I pretty much got to figure this out. So get on the internet. And you get on a web, and this is real life. Like, this was when I first started working on my own. This is no joke, man. This is no, and if you're an entrepreneur, you can totally relate to this. So I'd get on the internet, and I'd research, you know, how to be a motivational speaker, and I'd get on their website and her website and his website. I'm like, oh, wow, these are nice. And then I'd click and click and click. Next thing you know, I'm on Amazon buying a new television. Yay! Hey, honey, got a new TV being delivered next week. What? Yeah, I was out researching how to be a motivational speaker, and I had a great deal on a 50-inch plasma television. Sweet! That stuff happens. True story. So you got to be disciplined, because when you wake up, you're going to lose that camaraderie. Now, you think about the people in the office, and I make a lot of jokes about people sitting in cubicles eating their warm leftovers from the night before. But you kind of miss that, you know, and you got to make up for that. So what do? Well, virtual friends are great. Facebook's neat and all these other things. But you got to have engagement. What I used to do is I would go to different events locally that were going on in my community, whether it was, I don't know how big of a town you live in, or everybody's, you know, an hour or two away from a big city. I would imagine big being, you know, a few hundred thousand people at least. Get in with, you know, any type of chamber, any type of Kiwanis or Rotary Club and things like that, just to get to know people, to get to network people, get to meet people and expand your circle of influence. And also, keep your mental health in check. You know, you can go Looney Tunes sitting at home every day on the internet having these fake conversations with people on Facebook. Oh, my life is great. It's beautiful. Well, you're broke. I mean, you got to do something. So the first thing you're going to miss when you leave a job is you're going to miss the people that you used to work with. I don't care if you think you hate them, you're going to miss some parts. You know, absence does make the heart grow fonder. You're going to miss a few months down the road. Geez, you know what? I know George was really annoying, super annoying, to the point where I would go down the other hallway just to avoid him. But I kind of miss that nervous tick that he's got, you know, that he used to do when he would talk. So it's just stupid stuff like that. And then you got to figure out how you're going to monetize this thing called your passion, all right? But you got to back up one step, you know? You're sitting alone. You get the perfect time, no interruptions. You have to figure out what it is you love to do, okay? There's a great time for me to give you a great plug to come on board my podcast training. Go to podcasthouse.com, and I'm going to teach you. Everybody should have a podcast, all right? When you go to podcasthouse.com, you're going to plug into me and the site that I put together to train entrepreneurs how to blast their message in over 100 countries, doing exactly what I'm doing right now, using your voice. Whether you want to host it yourself, like I do, whether you want to bring in a co-host to do it with you, either in the same room or via Skype or online somehow, or maybe you want to mainly be just interview-based, where you do an interview every week and bring in great guests. There's a lot of great ways to podcast and get your message out there. So go to podcasthouse.com. Get involved in our community, and I will teach you video, by live webinar, exactly how to explode that passion that you have. But you got to figure out what it is that you want to do, which isn't easy to do. You know, I coach 60-year-old men and women who still have not found their passion. It doesn't make them bad people. It means they're normal. You know, it means that most people go through life really, it got this thing stirring inside of them, but they don't know what the hell it is. And it's like, I know I want to do something, but I just don't know what my passion is. Well, figure out what is it that other people say you're great at. And when do other people say you're great at it? Is it something that you like to do? To give an example, when I was in the corporate world, people were like, wow, you're funny, Sam. You got a great speech. You should be a speaker. You ever think of being a comedian? I'm like, yeah, I don't think I really want to be a comedian. You know, driving from Peoria, Illinois to Omaha, Nebraska in the middle of the night to play at the Funny Bone in front of 40 people and might possibly bomb. No. Speaking, love it. Let me research that, because I would do it. I mean, you could rip me out of bed at 3 in the morning to do something like that. What is it that people say you are very good at? And don't discount it. Sometimes we take a compliment. The worst thing we do as people, we have an aversion to compliments. We are unable to accept the compliment. Example, boy, that's a nice dress you have on, Judy. Is that new? Oh, no, it's something I just picked off the show. I just got it off the show. It was cheap. I mean, it was something I got on a whim. Say thank you. Yes, thank you. That's it. Accept it and move on. Accept the compliment. So many times as people, human beings, like, oh, it was no big. It is a big deal. And it might be something that you can monetize. Hey, Sue, you're really inspiring. You got to really get, you're a great listener. Oh, it's nothing. I mean, it is something. Sue, develop an ebook and a video training series on how to be a better listener. Do you think corporations and companies would actually bring you in and pay you to teach their employees how to listen? Do you think we have an issue as a society that we might talk a little bit too much and we may not listen? Hello? Guilty as charged. Both hands in the air. Dr. Sam Crowley right now saying I'm a bad listener. You know, would love an ebook, a video training series on it. So if you're saying, all anybody's ever told me is that I'm just a good listener, Sam. Hey, that's $1 million brand, baby. Can you hear me? You're the one that's teaching on listening. Can you hear me? It's $1 million brand. Don't discount it. What do I like to do? I like to put together model airplanes. $1 million industry. Boop, boop, right there. $1 million. Oh, come on. Say, oh, okay, Google it. Model airplane industry. Go on YouTube. Model airplanes. Batteries, anything, duct tape, how to do drywall, lighting, studio lighting, whatever it is, IT. You have $1 million idea. But here's the problem, and we're going to come full circle. Right to the beginning. You have to leave the approval environment you're in that is so prevalent inside the workplace. Meaning,
that's a great report there, Joe. We need more of those. Looking forward to that other report you got. Hey, Sue, super job at what you presented in the meeting in the boardroom. That really good stuff. Really good. We'll have some benchmarks and great ideas and blah, 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 blah.
Okay, that's gone. You're the boss. You're the CEO, which is beautiful, but it's pretty damn scary too, because you got to come up with the idea. You got to come up with the product. And then you got to find the audience that's going to buy the product. All of this to fund your business, to put food on the table, and to really live every day like it's Saturday, because that's going to happen for you. But you got to get through the struggle first of just leaving that mindset. Forget people are going to judge you. That's going to happen at the very beginning as well. You're doing what? You left your job. Oh, my God. Does your wife know? Yeah. Actually, do you think I'd leave it without telling? Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. Oh, boy. You know, Duke. Do you have any money? Yeah, I've actually been planning this for 2 years. Okay, yeah, good. See, you're going to freak people out. They're going to be like, for me, my family, they were calling, they're going to get the psych ward, the guy with the white suits. They were going to put me on a gurney and have me take. Sam's doing a podcast, whatever the hell that is, and he's screaming into his microphone, calling everybody champion. You heard this guy? Have you heard what Sam's doing? I mean, I had people in my hometown email, hey, dude. What's up? Did you hear that thing? Yeah, I actually recorded it. I'm the one that actually recorded that podcast, so I'm pretty confident I've heard it. I also kind of uploaded it, too. So, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Oh, okay, good, because, man, there's people worried about you. Great. Why are they worried about me? Why they worry about themselves? They're the ones that haven't found their passion yet. I'm going for my dream, baby. I'm the one making every day Saturday. So you're going to have a lot of judgment, and trust me when I tell you, it's coming from everywhere. Friendly fire, enemy fire all over the place. So the whole mindset has got to, you got to develop, obviously, the rhino skin, right? I mean, you got to develop this really tough exterior that no matter what anybody says, thinks, looks, you're going to get and all this. All that stuff. Because you're moving towards, now you're going to start associating with people like me and other individuals that will be encouraging you and empowering you. And you can't tell us a story that's too crazy. You can't tell us a dream that's too big. All right? There's no dream that's too big. There's no dream that I can think of right now in my mind that would be too big for me to do. And I know it's the same with you. The only difference is right now, if you're in a job, you've got to start shifting that mindset to, okay, I can only work within this framework and this structure, to anything's possible. Anything is possible. Anything's possible, right? Are you with me? Do you believe anything's possible? Because that's where it all starts. You can't leave a job unless you really believe that anything. And I mean anything. Look, if you had you told me 8 years ago, 9 years ago, that I would be having this type of lifestyle, you know? Am I Richard Branson? No. Oprah Winfrey? Heck no. A billionaire? No. I just was talking about my kids and braces. $7,000 a pop. What are you kidding me? You got to buy some product from me, baby. But I'm at a place now where nobody tells me what to do. No boss. No board, no stockholders, nothing. They don't. That's when you know, when you look up at the clock and you can't believe. Like, I got to shut the podcast down because those of you that are commuting to work, you're just about there. Or if you're working out on the treadmill, you're almost done. But I'm going to leave you with this thought. When you look up at the clock and you can't believe, I mean, you can't even believe you got to stop doing what you're doing because you love it that much. That's when you know Saturday's arrived. We'll pick up tomorrow. On the Everyday Saturday Show, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.